B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
We got hit up by this girl, Sarah. Right, Melissa?
Yes. She just wants... She wants to get something off her chest.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Interesting. All right. Hello, Sarah.
Hey. What's up?
So you want to forgive somebody?
I just have something weighing on me. I have a best friend that I haven't spoken to in 8 years.
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
But it wasn't me that messed up. It was actually her. And the reason why this is on my mind is because I'm getting married, and I really want her to be at my wedding.
Oh.
Now, the reason why we haven't spoken is she broke my heart and cheated with my last boyfriend and broke us up.
Oh, okay.
So that's why, I mean, I hated her. I mean, she betrayed me. I'm with somebody else now, and we're getting married, and I miss her, and I want her there, and I want to see if you guys can find her. And
have you tried reaching out to her? Do you know where she is? Have you tried?
I'm so nervous. I mean, I blocked her on every social media site 8 years. I mean, it's a long time. I have no idea if she even lives here anymore, you know?
Oh, my God. So it's been that long? So, like, so she slept with your boyfriend. You found out and immediately just cut her off.
Yeah. That's so, like, the ultimate betrayal to me. I mean, she's like a sister to me, and it killed me.
But you're over it. It sounds like you're over it. You just want to move on. Life's too short. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want her to be there, you know? This is, like, such an important day for me, and it would make me really happy if we could just go back to how it was, you know?
All right, well, what would you like to say to her in case she's listening?
Tammy, if you're listening, I love you, and I forgive you. I would really love to have you at my wedding. I have the same number. Please reach out to me.
Are you worried that if she reaches out to you and she becomes friends with your soon-to-be husband, she'll bang him too?
Stop.
Oh my God.
That is... Thank you, Sarah.
Yikes.
That is so mature. Because if somebody broke up my relationship.
I don't know.
Could I forgive them?
But you got to think about what she's saying, though. How long it's been?
Eight years. Yeah, she found somebody
over
new.
It.
Right. She's moving along with somebody else, and clearly, this friendship means more to her than any man would to her. So.
I disagree. I'm thinking that she probably is ready to forgive now because she's in a new relationship and she's happy.
Well, yeah,
because if she was still single and, like, you know, sad, she'd probably still be blaming her friend or her ex-friend. 8 years.
Damn.
8 freaking years. So
that's tough, man. I don't know.
Friend could have helped her dodge a bullet. I mean, who knows
that's
what this other
true.
Person...
Yeah,
doing.
Yeah,
very true.
You know?
Yeah,
and maybe she's like, you know what?
I mean, listen, you can forgive, just don't forget. You know what I mean? Because what's the saying? I'm going to say it wrong. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice,
shame on my mother.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.